where Lander comes together with a conversation and a cup of joe. This is Coffee Time. Coffee Time is made possible by Myers Gambles, Lander Ace Hardware, the Lander Chamber of Commerce, Teton Therapy, the White Buffalo Recovery Program, Sage West Healthcare, Palace Pharmacy, Flatstick Bar and Grill, Western Wyoming Medical, and AccuHealth Acupuncture and Natural Medicine. To be a guest or to advertise on the show, email radio at county10.com. And now, it's coffee time from the KOVE studio. Here's Jared Anderson.
A very good Friday to you. Congratulations on making it to the end of your work week. It is coffee time. Jared Anderson, Vince Tropea here, kind of doing the fill-in hosting duties as we make a few changes to Coffee Time. We've got a packed show for you today. In fact, we may go over on time. Vince Tropea from County10.com is going to give us a little bit of update on the Sand Creek fire, what we know so far, and kind of the rundown of what to expect as far as information throughout the day. Bruce Gallagher from the American Legion is going to begin with us, talk a little bit about the 9/11 memorial happenings in Lander tomorrow, but first up here, we've got a studio full of folks. It includes some Lander royalty. Mr. Mayor Monty Richardson is with us. Adam Kirkpatrick, owner of Tony's Pizza. And Mary Green, MJ, is with us from the Lander Community Foundation. Thank you all for being here. We've got Mr. Mayor up on the microphone first, Mayor Richardson. First of all, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. I know it's been a busy week and a busy time of the year for everybody, but we're here to talk about the community pig roast first and foremost, and I'm really excited about this event. It seems like a good opportunity for everybody in Lander, all walks of life, to come together and celebrate each other.
Right, and I think we forget that that's what we're here, we should be doing for everybody. I mean, we can all disagree to disagree, but I think we need to be kind to each other. And this is the way we need to start, you know. And like I said, I support everybody's opinions. I want to make sure that everybody comes out and enjoys the day, and visit with each other, and unite Lander where we used to be and back together. Mm-hmm. So just a reminder that I want to thank a few sponsors, Central Bank and Trust, the City of Lander, and also the VFW 954 post. Like I said, we'll start at 1 o'clock. Adams will talk about the music and stuff here in a minute. He's going to have them start playing probably a little earlier.
Yeah.
So, but I'll let him talk about that. We'll have pulled pork sandwiches, potato salad, baked beans, and chips. I mean, a lot of water to drink, and you'll have to come and we won't let you bring your alcohol in, but you can buy it while you're there. So, and that'll help the VFW out as well.
Awesome.
So, like I said, a lot of good things happening, a lot of good talent coming up. I'm just excited to be able to do something finally. We've talked about it for a couple of years, and I think this is the time to get something done. So
there's not much to dislike there. You get all that great local music and talent. You get together with your friends and neighbors, but then you throw in pulled pork and drinks in the park and how great Lander City Park is. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, and we also have games for everybody to play, for the kids and adults. Cornhole tournament. Please get signed up for that. Get a hold of Gail at Central Bank and Trust. It'll be a great time.
I was just going to say, mention the cornhole tournament, because those boards that Scott Robeson made are amazing. Those things look great, so yeah. You really want to win those.
Yes, and I think it'll be a great time. So get signed up for that. And like I said, I think we got a lot of community members out there, and can't thank all the churches enough in town that have stepped up and are helping us out. And but we'll get everybody recognized at a later date. So, but I just can't believe all the community support that's out there for this. So, got to thank everybody out there. And like I said, not much other than that. We'll just come out and have fun, be there. We need still volunteers, but MJ's going to talk about that. So.
Perfect.
I'll just step out of the seat and let them sit down.
Before we let you go,
no.
I've got the mayor here for a second. Yeah. Is there any city hall news, anything else that we should be aware of, Lander, coming out of your office right now?
We're just chipping the streets right now. Yep. And be patient with us, because they're going to get all the chipping down, which the roads will be a little washed, Marty, but it won't stay. it'll come. They have to come back and clean it all up, but it gives the time for that gravel and stuff to sit on the streets. And so, but it's all in a plan and procedure how they want to do it. So, just be patient with us. Good things are happening. We're starting the river work down at the FEMA projects down through the park and stuff. There's going to be some major changes and stuff going on down there. You know, we've had town hall meetings about it and stuff, and this has been going on since 2010 flood and the FEMA study, and they just approved it here, so the work's getting started this year. So, like I said, there'll be some changes, but anything, it'll be put back better and safer for the community than what it is now.
Perfect.
So,
all right. So, yeah, I'll echo that construction sentiment. Give those crews a break out there, too. Nobody likes construction and slowing down in traffic, but those guys are out there working hard, so
right.
Don't speed around them. Pay extra attention on Landers Main Street.
They're finishing up the curb and gutter on Main Street as well, so they're going to start road milling next week. So just have patience. I mean, we got to get this stuff done. Winter's on its way, so...
All right.
But like I said, lots of things going on, so...
Perfect.
Anyway... Sound good.
All right. Mayor Richardson, appreciate you. We'll pass the microphone over here. Who's up next? We've got Adam Kirkpatrick, MJ, Rock, Paper, Scissors. Again, we're talking about the community pig roast coming up on Saturday, September 18th, Landers City Park. Mary Green, MJ, Lander Hi. Community Foundation. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing good. Thank you.
What a cozy office you've got here.
Well, it's
fantastic.
Extra cozy now with all the folks in here. I don't know if this studio's been this busy in a while, so it's fun to see things lively in here. So what's your role with the Community Pig Roast? What can we can we expect from your department?
Right. Oh, golly. Well, we're just here to support the mayor and the city for this wonderful, generous offer to... You know, thank the community, appreciate the community, continue to encourage everybody to be kind, be safe, and continue everybody's hard work by providing volunteers and kind of helping behind the scenes to make this happen with a bunch of volunteers. So there's been meetings for a couple of months now, almost weekly, and I would say probably 25 of us have been in there trying to work out details, get everybody involved. And so Lander Community Foundation has a volunteer hub called Lander Connected. And if you go to landerconnected.org, you can see the myriad of opportunities for volunteering at any point throughout September 18th. We need help setting up, serving food, pulling pork, maybe giving Gail and her volunteers a break with managing the games. We also hope and expect a bunch of organizations, businesses, and nonprofit organizations to come out and have a booth or a table so they can share their work and what they do in the community.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to a lot of folks show up for that as well. And so if you want to volunteer, even if you could spare an hour or two, you go to landerconnected.org, choose an opportunity, sign up. It's as easy as that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It seems like, at least in large part, the Lander community is so good at volunteering and giving back things like this and things in the community. You just got to know about it. So getting the info out there, landerconnected.org, right?
Yep, you got it.
Perfect.
Yeah, I expect to see your name on there.
All right, I can definitely do that. I know our own Vince Tropea has been an active member of that. Vince, we can expect to see you at the Pig Roast, right?
Yes, I'm very much. I'll be hosting it and doing the emceeing and announcing things. So you're gonna have to get used to this voice for that too.
How fantastic!
See, I told you there's a lot of reasons to show up. Great musicians. Vince Tropea is worth showing up for by himself. But then pulled pork and a lot more. Anything
so
else
true.
You need? Anything else we want to get out there this morning?
No, I don't think so. I do want to echo what you said about volunteers. I don't think very much happens in this city without people showing up to lend a hand. So thanks to everybody who's done some of those tasks in the past, and we just really appreciate all the community help.
Perfect. I'll throw you this curveball question since I did the mayor as well, but Lander Community Foundation, anything new going on there? Anything
oh,
else?
Gosh, what is not new? Well, we just wrapped up our most successful year for Challenge for Charity, so a huge shout out to all of the donors and nonprofits who worked really hard to bring in a lot of money that then gets all poured back into our Lander town, so that's really exciting. And gosh, we're right now just ramping up for a competitive grants application season, which will open probably in November. We're going to start a power hour, which is anybody can show up for an hour the first Tuesday of every month. We're going to start that in October, where we can share ideas and resources about building capacity and all kinds of nonprofit topics. More information will come out on social media about that. And in the meantime, we're just out there working for all our nonprofits in the town.
That's amazing. You guys are doing so much. Because you did Lander Presents as well, too.
I did, personally.
Busy summer. I did want to ask about the volunteers are getting something for the pig roast, correct? I thought like breakfast was going to be provided. They're going to have food all day.
We're working on that. We were hoping we'd have a bunch of people show up to make pancakes. So if anybody wants to do that, that would be fantastic.
Okay.
Otherwise, maybe they get a cup with a logo on it for the pig roast, but we haven't ironed out those details yet.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure on that because I know that those volunteers do like the swag. So.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of great. Well, we'll see. Maybe we can come up with something really clever right now.
Yeah. All right. Sounds like a lot of fun. MJ, really appreciate your time.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
And we'll move the microphone over to our final guest here for the Pig Roast. Last but certainly not least, I introed you at Homebrewed Comedy Night by saying the coolest restaurant owner in Lander, the Tony's Pizza owner, Adam Kirkpatrick, is with us. Adam, how are you this morning?
I am great. Thanks for having us in here this morning, by the way. And so what I'm trying to facilitate for this thing is going to be kicking out the jams. We're going to have some amazing music. So firstly, I also want to echo what Monty said, which is big thanks to the signature sponsor of this event, Central Bank and Trust. Also, we have a couple of sponsors that are specifically making the music happen, and that is Wyoming Community Bank and Atlantic City Federal Credit Union.
Awesome.
So huge thanks to you guys because you're going to enable some really great music to happen during this event, which is going to start earlier. We're actually going to kick off the music at 11 a.m., so come down to the park and smell the goodness and hang out and get an early start. Monitor your drinking. But then we'll be playing music all the way up until 10 o'clock at night. So on the flyers, you know, it says 1 to 4. That's when the pig roast serving will occur. But this is like a festival atmosphere. It'll be going starting early. It'll be going late. And we've got some of Lander's just finest bands. We have a new young band called Sideways Sun. Candace Frood will be playing. The Dystopians, Coop DeVille, Chain Mantis, the Black Mountain Blues Band. We're going to end the show with Eternal Reality. Full-Blown Mosey is playing. And also Christian Wallowing Bull will be there doing a set, who just this last weekend won the Wyoming Singer-Songwriter event statewide amongst a plethora of amazing competitions. So if you don't know this about Lander, there's some wildly amazing musical talent, and it's all going to be showcased this Saturday all day long. Going to be a great time.
Vince and I on the air yesterday, we talked about Christian Wallowing Bull and some of the local musicians and kind of said on the air, man, Lander, for a town with this population, has so many talented people just per capita. It's got to be one of the most talented places in the country, in the world. But we thought Lander musicians could have a festival by themselves, and here we go. Here is the Lander Music Festival unofficially at the Pig Roast.
Exactly, man. You know, a Lander resident has now won the Wyoming Singer-Songwriter event 3 years in a row, and there were three Lander people in the finals. Yeah, Lander has some amazing bands, just amazing talent. It's awesome. It's worth checking out. It's worth knowing about, and it's gonna be a really fun time.
Not to mention, it's dynamic music, too. There's all genres. There's all varieties. It's not the same thing. That's what every band you just mentioned is across-the-board genres that'll be playing at that show.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to have some folky, singer-songwritery stuff. We're going to have some funk. We're going to have some pop. There's going to be some metal. There's going to be some blues. There's going to be some country. It's going to be great. And, yeah, it's across-the-board, all very talented in their genres. It's going to be an excellent showcase of Lander's musical talent.
What do you need as far as your role in the pig roast? Do you need any help from the community?
Yeah, this can't be overstated enough that if you're listening and you're planning on coming, I need you to wear the appropriate shoe wear, and that's going to be your best and your shiniest dancing shoes, right?
Yes.
You need to be prepared. Bruce Gresley used to say, fail to prepare, prepare to fail. So don't do that. Put on your best dancing shoes, show up, and have a great time.
Very nice. I love it. Adam, anything new at Tony's Pizza? Anything new you're doing in the community?
We're just making some great food, and we're having some music every Thursday night. We're about to have a series of Friday night concerts. Also, coming up on the 24th, we're doing our Homebrewed comedy event with our very own Vince Tropea.
Yes.
That's been a lot of fun. We're trying to build a comedy scene in Wyoming, too. I connected with a gal in Laramie that's doing the same thing. So maybe in the coming years there will be a Wyoming stand-up comedy festival eventually.
I love it. I love it. Go get yourself a lander dill at Tony's Pizza and come support the community pig roast Saturday, September 18th at City Park. Everybody, thank you for being here. Is there anything I missed? Anything else we need to get out there before I let you go?
No.
All right.
Bruce will be talking about the 9/11.
Yep. All right. Perfect. We got Bruce on the show coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Vince from County 10 going to give us a rundown on the fire here just west of Lander as well and some other community news. So we're going to have an extended coffee time. We're going to take a quick break, get a couple of sips of coffee into the show here, and I hope you'll do the same. Adam Kirkpatrick, Monty Richardson, and Mary Green, MJ, all appreciate you being here. Have a great rest of your morning.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, guys. Take care.